Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today we're diving headfirst into something incredibly powerful, building resilience in the face of adversity. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs left and right? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong, and you're just trying to keep your head above water? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Those moments, those tough times, they don't define us. They actually have the potential to make us stronger, more capable, and ultimately, more fulfilled. Now, resilience isn't about being superhuman or never feeling knocked down. It's about having the mental and emotional strength to bounce back from setbacks, learn from our experiences, and keep moving forward. It's like that superpower we all have inside us, waiting to be unleashed. So how do we tap into this inner badassery? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to build your resilience muscle. First up, reframe your perspective. When things go south, it's easy to fall into the trap of negative thinking. This is a disaster, I'm never going to get through this. But what if we could shift that narrative? Instead of viewing challenges as insurmountable obstacles, try seeing them as opportunities for growth. Every setback is a chance to learn something new about yourself and develop valuable coping mechanisms. Think about it like this. Would you rather be stuck in the same rut forever, or use those bumps in the road to navigate towards something even better? Next, focus on what you can control. Let's face it, there are things in life that are completely out of our hands. But dwelling on them just wastes energy and fuels anxiety. Instead, focus your attention on the things you can influence, your attitude, your actions, your responses to situations. This doesn't mean ignoring problems. It means channeling your energy into finding solutions rather than getting bogged down in what-ifs. Speaking of solutions, break down big challenges into smaller, more manageable steps. Ever stare at a mountain and feel completely overwhelmed? That's exactly how those big life hurdles can feel. But remember, even the tallest mountain is just a collection of smaller rocks. By breaking things down into bite-sized chunks, you make them less intimidating and create a sense of progress, which keeps you motivated. Now, let's talk self-care. This isn't some fluffy trend. It's essential for building resilience. Think of your well-being like a car's engine. If you keep pushing it without regular maintenance, eventually it's going to sputter and stall. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Exercise, healthy eating, getting enough sleep, spending time with loved ones, engaging in hobbies you enjoy. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for showing up as your best self when life throws those curveballs. Finally, remember that you are not alone. We all face challenges, and reaching out for support can be incredibly empowering. Talk to friends, family, mentors, or even a therapist. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable insights. Remember, there's strength in vulnerability, and sometimes all it takes is one supportive connection to help you navigate through tough times. All right, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you just bombed a presentation at work. That sinking feeling, right? The immediate urge to hide under your desk and disappear? That's totally normal. But instead of spiraling into self-doubt, imagine using these resilience principles. Reframe the experience as a learning opportunity. Focus on what you can control, like practicing for next time. Break down the task into smaller steps. Take care of yourself by doing something enjoyable that evening, and reach out to a trusted colleague for support. See how turning those negative thoughts around can actually empower you. So, remember, building resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about developing the strength and mindset to bounce back stronger from whatever life throws your way. It's a journey, not a destination, and every challenge you overcome adds another layer of strength and wisdom to who you are. Take these key takeaways with you. Reframe your perspective. Focus on what you can control. Break down big challenges. Prioritize self-care. And remember that you're never alone. Now go out there, conquer those mountains, and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little extra resilience boost, because let's face it, we all need a friend in the trenches sometimes. And until next time, stay calm, confident, and ready to roll with the punches.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.